Chapter 9 Dangerous Toys for Good Girls and Boys. Some toys screamed, and some toys laughed wildly. One very long toy animal started eating the Christmas tree.
"Where are we going to take him?" asked Beryl.
"To Oogie Boogie, of course," said Locke in shock.
"Oh, that's right. I almost forgot," Beryl said. "Oogie will like that."
Santa Claus listened to these three strange little children.
"Who is Oogie Boogie?" he thought. "What's going to happen to Christmas?"
Inside the bag, he felt very hot.
"I want you to open this bag now," he shouted. "Christmas is about love, don't you know?"
"No," they shouted, and then they laughed wildly. Jack drove the sleigh across the sky. In front of him, Zero's nose was as light as the morning sun. The reindeer easily pulled the heavy sleigh with the presents in it. Jack enjoyed every minute of his new job. He stopped his sleigh at each house and put pretty presents under each Christmas tree. In one house, a little boy came down the stairs and watched him. When Jack turned away from the Christmas tree, he saw the young child.
"Here, little boy, a present from Santa," said Jack, and he gave the boy a present.
Jack had to go to the next house. He couldn't wait and watch the boy's face. But when the child opened the present, he didn't smile. His face went white, and his mouth fell open. He screamed wildly. Jack heard the boy's screams, and he smiled.
"He likes it," Jack thought. "Nobody is scared of me, and I'm making everybody happy."
After Santa Claus left their houses in the middle of the night, some of the other children quietly left their beds. Their little feet slowly took them down the stairs because they couldn't wait for Christmas morning. Each child carefully took a present from under the tree and quietly opened it. Then, with their mouths and eyes wide open, they screamed. Toys ran around Christmas trees after the children. Heads jumped out of boxes and scared little girls and boys. Some toys screamed and some toys laughed wildly. One very long toy animal started eating the Christmas tree. The children ran as fast as they could up the stairs to their parents' bedrooms. Their screams woke up their baby brothers and sisters. They woke up their dogs and their cats. The children woke up their parents, and their parents woke up the police. It was the worst Christmas of everybody's lives, and the scariest. The police were busy because the telephone calls didn't stop.
"Turn off your lights and don't open your doors," they said to the mothers and fathers on the phone.
"Yes, we know about this crazy man in Santa Claus's clothes. We'll stop him. Don't go near him. He's very dangerous."
"What are we going to do?" a young policeman asked.
"Get our biggest guns," said his boss.
The police worked quickly. Then every policeman and policewoman went outside and looked up into the sky. They had to do something. They had to stop this man.